Hello.
Hello, my name is Jara. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry, that last part?
Yes, sir. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh, no, I had two questions about the eligibility. I have an email from my work, and I don't know what category that I fall under to check for this. It says that we provide mission essential work to the federal, state, and local governments in defense-based civilian intelligence markets. Would that fall under... I don't know what bracket that falls under. I'm trying to get an appointment with Walmart, and you know, they ask you to select what category you fall under, and I just wanted to make sure that this did fall under one of those categories.
Okay, you said what kind of worker are you?
I'm a government contractor. We do defense, space, intelligence work, like stuff like that. And we just received an email from them that says, Sigan?
Yeah, I don't think we really have that information, but I'll check for you one second. And you said you want to know if you qualify?
Yeah, it says supporting U.S. critical infrastructure is eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccination as an essential worker. That's what our letter says.
So that's what it would be considered as, a essential worker.
Okay, so just the box for a central worker?
Right.
Okay, and then I had another question. My dad, he owns his own company. He's in healthcare. He does medical billing and stuff with doctor's offices. So he qualifies under as a healthcare worker, but since he owns his own business, what type of documentation would he need to provide for that if asked? I mean,
the health department will tell you what type of information he would need.
I thought that's what this. Are you not with the health department?
No, the actual health department in you guys' county. We're just a hotline. I'm saying the health department in you guys' county.
Oh, okay.
When you register.
Well, like most people get a letter from their work, but I mean, can he write himself a letter? It's just him. He works for himself, you know, for himself.
Yeah, we don't, like, honestly, we can't tell you that information because this line, we only give testing sites. So we're just a hotline. But usually the health department can tell you if, like, what type of documents you'll need, especially if you work for yourself. They don't really give us that type of information. So that's why we can't really tell you what type of documents he'll need, of course, because he works for himself.
Okay, I'll contact them then.
Gotcha. All righty, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.